You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, guess what time it is? It's about time for your miracle. Hey, something great is getting ready to happen. We want to thank God for another day, another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your homes. Amen. By the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We want you to know God is able to see you through. We want you to know that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, our God is able to see you through. Our God is able to bring you out. It's about time for your miracle. Tell a friend. Tell your neighbor next door. Tell somebody. Call them, text, tell somebody on Cypress audience where you at. Tell somebody, guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Turn on the radio. Turn on the radio. Amen. Because guess who's on the air? Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. From the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Sound the alarm. Let somebody know you are in the middle of a miracle. No matter what it looks like, you are in the middle of a miracle. Things may be looking crazy right now. Things may be seem like they're out of control. It may seem like, come on here, that you're not going to see the end of the tunnel. But there's a miracle at the end of the tunnel. There's somebody said there's light. There's an end at the middle. In the middle and then at the end there is a miracle waiting for you. You and you, good morning again. God bless all of you that's coming in on Cypress audience. God bless you. Bless your hearts. We thank God for you, Dr. Gathers and Dr. Mitchell. God bless you all. We thank God for you. Listen, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold your head up high. I want you to know this. No matter what, again, that you're facing, nothing that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. Hold your head up high. Because guess what? He's getting ready to do it. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. And we'll be back with a word of encouragement, with a word to lift you up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. Now, God, we thank you because you watched over us all night long. Kept us, Lord, with the blood running warm in our veins while we slumbered and slept, God. Woke us up this morning, God. Some have to go to work, Father. Some perhaps may have a day off or on vacation, Father. Our God, how the kids are going back to school today, God. We thank you now, God, that you check us and throughout the day, covers in your blood, Father. We pray now for those that are going through bereavement time, God, in their lives, God. We pray now, God, that you would touch them. We pray now, God, that you would throw your arms around them. Even now, Father, we pray for Dr. Mitchell, God. Dr. Angel Mitchell, Father, as she go through her family, go through the process of the grieving and part of this now, God. Cover them in your blood, God. Cover this family right now, God, as she go through the process of grieving over the homegoing of her father, Father. We thank you now that you cover in your blood and her whole entire family. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, we want to thank God for you once again. Hallelujah. It's about time for your miracle. Praise our God, coming from the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. We want to thank God for, I'm telling you, the revival. The revival. Praise God. God bless you, Sister Arlene. Sister Watkins, God bless you. Thank God for you, Sister Cynthia Watkins and Sister Arlene Wright. God bless you. We want to thank God for the revival. On last week, I'm telling you, on last week, God blessed us. We had Pastor Antoine Brown all the way from Faith Builders, amen, International Ministries in Melbourne, Florida, out of Palm Bay. He came and ran the revival. My God, from Monday night, slam up to Friday night. Oh, Oh my God, it was something every night. It was a move of God every night. God bless you, Lori Jones. God bless you. I'm telling you, it was something in the place. Those of you that was not there, those of you that was on Cypress audience, it was a different move from the Cypress audience and the being in the move on the inside. Every night, God did something. Somebody got set free. Amen. It took me back to the original church where people had to be drove home. No litter. People had to be drove home in those services, especially Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday night. We were on the way out. The preacher had done dismissed service. Praise God. And he was gone. The Holy Ghost swept through there again. Hallelujah. Had to take people home. Hallelujah. On Thursday night, Friday night. Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, we had the pool of Bethesda, and I'm telling you, it was something in that place there. The Holy Ghost moved. People was healed, delivered, set free, bodies healed, eyes opened. Come on, by the power of the Holy Ghost, our God moved. You missed it. Those of you that wasn't there, you missed that. And I'm not saying that because you wasn't there. I'm saying this. I know if you would have came, you would have been healed. You would have been delivered. You would have been set free. Praise God. But don't miss it. Don't miss the next one. Don't miss the next revival. Clarion call. Only you would do. Only you would do. Praise God. Again, we want to thank God for Pastor Antoine Brown. Hallelujah. Faith Builders International Ministry out of Melbourne, Florida. Thank God for him coming, being a part of the revival. Praise our God. Listen, get ready, my friends. Gotta go quickly. Get ready. Royalty night. Royalty night. Somebody need to say royalty night. Oh, get ready. September. September the 16th. 6 o'clock. We will be at the great outdoors. Oh, it is going to be something. Praise our God. Our speaker is coming. Apostle Philip Kinder. Kinder is coming. Hallelujah. God from Chicago. It's going to be something in this house. You don't want to miss it. We got praise dancers. We got mind dancers. We got solos. Good God Almighty. Catered. Your food is going to be catered. We've got so much door prizes. It's going to be given out to those that have gotten there. Praise our God. Oh my God. For some, we got Sister Ashley coming all the way from North Carolina. She's going to be there, one of the songsters. Praise our God. Praise our God. Mother Cleo Weaver. It's going to be one of our solos. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. We got twin girls. The Minds, we call them. They're going to be dancing prophetically up under the anointing of God. We've got so much in store that night. Praise our God. The photographers are going to be there. As soon as you step out your limbo, as soon as you step out, where do you come in? They're going to take your picture. Oh, the gentlemen are going to usher you right to your seat. Praise our God. It's going to be something. Those of you that have been there, you know what to expect. But oh, it's what you call stepped up. Praise our God. So we're looking for to see you. Let's get your tickets. For more information, call 576-8249. And we could direct you to some more people that you can get your tickets from. You don't want to miss this event. You don't want to miss it. God has allowed us to come back. Amen. Come back. It's going to be great. You don't want to miss this. Again, I want you to get ready for the night of royalty. We are coming in from West Palm Beach. Pastor Tan is coming there. Praise our God. Some of the members of her church, we are coming. We got people coming all the way from North Carolina, South Carolina. They're coming this year. You don't want to miss it. Looking for Ocala is going to be in the house. Praise our God. Dr. Williams. Oh, you don't want to miss it. Tell you it's going to be something. Looking forward to seeing you there. Again, September the 16th. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this. I'm looking to see you. Now, this is our family week at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. This is our family week. So that means we won't have no services until Sunday morning. So this week you spend time, rest, spend time with your family. This is what we call our family week at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. I want to see you in our services, one of our services. Come and be with us. Come and be with us. Again, we send out our condolences to the bereaved family. Again, Dr. Angel Mitchell, in the passing of her father. We want to throw our arms around and begin to pray for this family that God would see them through, see her through. Amen. Praise our God. I want to go to the Word of God. amen, just to encourage your hearts today, to let you know that, you know, we're in situations and things, and we don't understand why we're going through it. And it's not for us to understand. Our ways and our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not His ways. Our thoughts are not His. But all we know that we're in the midst of what we're in. And all we know, and we believe as believers, and people can say, you know, oh, we try to block things out by just saying things. No, we believe that God is who He say He is in the midst of what we're in. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Come on, we are going to go through some circumstances and situations. But we must know, as the saints of God, we must know that the God we serve and the God we're talking about is able to do what? Bring us out. He's able to deliver us. He's able to heal us. We must believe without a shadow of a doubt that I know I'm in this, but God is going to bring me out. I know this is not only, guess what? It's not only a test. It's not only, come on here, that I'm going through that I don't understand. I understand that it's a test. And I understand that I'm going to come out. Why? Because His word says He'll never leave us, nor will He forsake us. Praise God. I want you to see this now. Because He said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. God has delivered us. God will deliver us. God will set us free and bring us out. But we must know that the God we serve is able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Come on, somebody. Decree and declare what the word says over your circumstances, over your situations. Hold your head up high, because you are going to come out. You're not in it to stay. Mm-mm. Excuse me, y'all. I feel good. You're not in it to stay. Let's look at this like this. When we are approaching the red light, come on, we're approaching it. It's on green, but it changes. It goes to three stages. Come on, you have the red, come on, you have the caution, the yellow, and you have the green. But you must know without a shadow of a doubt that if the light is red, we have to stop, but we're not going to stay there, because it's going to change. It's on a timer. What are you saying? Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, it doesn't matter what you call me, the word is still the same. There's a timing that while you're in the situation that you're in, that God, the Elohim, the El Shaddai, hey, glory to God, is going to bring you out. You may have a stop time right now, but you're not going to stay stuck. You're not going to stay at a standstill. Because He's getting ready to bring you out. He's getting ready to do what? Ship you to the next, hallelujah, dimension in Him. This is only a test. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this is only a test. I know, you got to type it in. Say, this is only a test. This is only a test. Who am I talking to out there? This is only a test. For He have come to do what? Make you strong. He have come to pull you out. They have come to pull you out. Come on. Look at this. Look at what He says. Look at what He says. In here. The book of. I like this. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Looking unto Jesus. That's what I wanted to say. Looking unto Jesus. I'm not looking to nothing else. I'm not looking at the circumstances that I'm in. I'm not looking at the situation that I'm in. I'm looking unto Jesus. Somebody type on the screen, stay focused. Looking unto Jesus. Because what I'm in now, praise God, he's going to bring me out. What I'm going through now, he is going to deliver me. But I must do what? Keep my mind. What? Stayed on him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Your faith is in the middle of what you're going through. Your faith, come on here, is getting ready to ignite you and bring you out. I spoke this a couple of months or weeks on the radio. Come on, you got to look back on the Hall of Fame of Faith in your life to know that God will bring you out, to know that God will deliver you, to know that God will heal you. Come on, yes, he will. He is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But I'm looking. I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right. I'm not being moved by what I see or hear. But I am actually looking unto Jesus. I'm looking unto Jesus today. Who are you looking at to? Who are you looking at to? Jesus said to Simon, 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 I pray for you that your faith fail you not. So when you are going through some circumstances and situations, this is what he says. Simon, Simon, I pray for you that your faith fail you not while you yet going through this. Come on. You're going through this, but guess what? You're not there to stay. I'm not here to stay. It's getting ready to change. It has changed. Come on. This test that you're in, it's just only a test. It's just for a minute. It's just for a second. It's just for maybe 2 or 3 days. Maybe we don't know our timing is not God's timing. When we think we should be out of a test, when we think that we should be out of it, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. The Lord, my God, help me in here. The Lord. But we must do what? Keep our eyes. We must do what? Keep our mind. We must do what? Keep a praise in our heart while we are going through. Because what? He is the author of the test. He designed the test. Come on. He know every part of the test. What we're in. Because why? He says, I won't put no more on you. God bless you, Pastor Joyce. God bless you. I won't put no more on you than you can bear. So guess what? He designed the test. In the middle of the test. And at the end of the test. So guess what? He has given us everything in us to go through the test. Like I said earlier, you may be approaching the light, and the light may be on red, but you're not going to stay there, because why? The timing has been set on the light only for so many minutes, so many seconds. Let's go in the spirit realm. You're in this test for so many minutes, so many seconds, so many months, so many days. You're going to do what? Swiftly. You're going to move to the next one. Because guess what? You're not in that test to stay. You're not in that test to stay. Somebody need to type on the screen, I'm not in this test to stay. It's just a passing through thing. Because I got to keep my mind. I got to keep focused. I got to keep my mind on Jesus while I'm going through. I can't look at the circumstances of the situation. Come on, let's go get a witness here. We talk about it. We all talk about it. Though every preacher talk about it. Every saint talk about it. Come on. Look at Peter. As long as Peter, when Jesus came walking on the water, as long as Peter kept his eyes on, oh God, on Jesus, the Bible says that he began to walk on the water. As long as he stayed focused, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But the minute he took his eyes off Jesus and began to look at feel the wind, began to look at what was around him, the Bible says he began to sink. And as he was sinking, he cried out for help. He said, Lord, save me. But I'm saying to us today, in the midst of the test, in the midst of the trial that we're in, as the scripture said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Come on. We're in it. We're going through it. But you're not there to stay. I'm not in this to stay. I'm coming out. Come on. It's going to be an end to this. My miracle is right here. My miracle is in my mouth. My miracle is in my surroundings. My healing is here. Come on. My whatever you are claiming and you're asking God for is right there. You have what you say, because guess what? There's power and life in the tongue. There's power and life in your tongue. You can speak it. You can speak it into your view. You can speak it into the natural. Where he said, call those things. God bless you. 1990. God bless you. He said, call those things which be not as though they were. Looking unto Jesus. I don't see it, but he's the author. Oh my God. Who knows it better? I don't see it. He is the author. He is the finisher. He gonna see me through on this. I'm here for only a minute, a second, an hour, 2 months, 3 months, however long it is. It's not the timing of us, but it's the timing of God. My timing is I must do this. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Not nobody else. Looking unto Jesus. Not looking to fear. Not looking to doubt. Not looking to unbelief. But the Bible goes back. Let me go. I'm just so excited here. The Bible goes back and say, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Through unbelief. You cannot allow the enemy to tell you that you're not coming out. You can't allow the enemy to tell you that you're going to be you're a failure. Ain't nothing happening to you. Every time you turn around, yes, every time I turn around, yes, I may go through, yes, but every time I turn around, God is bringing me out, because he is the author and the finisher of the situation that I'm in right now. He said he ain't going to let nothing come up on me unaware. He's going to bring me out. As a matter of fact, you don't even understand, enemy. You think because I'm going through that I'm going to fall prey to what you're trying to present to me or what you're trying to do to me. But what I am going to do is, according to the scripture, the word of God, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. Number one, come on here, because I'm looking unto Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be worried and well-doing. Come on. Hallelujah. Because if I God, he said, be not weary and well-doing. Because you're getting ready to reap. If you faint not, come on. Your miracle is right here. Your miracle is right there. But all I got to do is keep my mind stayed on Jesus in the midst of what I'm going through. Come on. Let's be real. Everybody going through some stuff. Everybody. Ain't nobody exempt. Ain't nobody exempt for nothing. We're all going through some stuff. But what I want you to know today, because you're going through it only for a minute, an hour, only for a second, it's not going to last always. The writer wrote a song, say, trouble don't last always. Why? Because the author is on board. Why? Because he's the finisher. He started it, and he's going to finish it. God's not like some of us. We'll start out good. We'll start out when things are fresh. But in the middle, we get slack. We lose hope. Not Jesus, not God, not the Elohim, the one that said, let there be, and there was. Come on, somebody. I want you to get excited about it, because your miracle, you're getting ready to come out of that situation. You're getting ready to come over that. Come on, look at your neighbor. God, I'm telling you, look at your neighbor. Hell, if you got a neighbor out there on the radio land, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, guess what? The end is near right now. Because why? I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. And I'm not going to fall prey to what I see. Because what I see is not what I see. What I feel is not what I feel. Why? Because what you mean, what you see is not what you see. You know why? Because guess what? I'm walking by faith. I'm not walking by what I see. Because we walk by faith. Come on, let's be real. We walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you're walking by sight, no wonder your heart is troubled. If you walk by sight, that's why you're being afraid. That's why you're sinking. Peter said it. Peter, who can say it better than Peter? Peter began to walk by sight. As long as he was walking on the water, he walked on faith. He walked on the word come, C-O-M-E, mixed with faith. You got to mix faith with what you're doing and believing God for it. You can't just be doing it without having faith. Because guess what? Your faith is going to bring you out. I can pray for you. I can say I got faith for you. Yes, and it can happen according to my faith. But you got to allow your faith in the midst of what you're in to bring you out. Because he said, looking unto Jesus, not man, looking unto Jesus, not family members, because they may per se have a little bit more, or they can do what they can do to bring you through. They can't bring you through. Only God can bring you through. Only God can bring you out. Let the truth be told, they're talking about you anyway. Every time I turn around, they're always going through this. Every time I turn around, they always need this. But I want you to know, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the author. He designed it. Who know it better than the author? 1 minute I got left. The engineer's coming. He told me, got 1 minute left. Who know you better? Who know you better? According to the scripture. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm just passing through this. I'm not here to stay. I'm coming out. This is not going to be the end of my story. This is not going to be the end of my story. Listen, let me do this. You may just tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. And you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. Or you may just come on Cypress audience and don't know Jesus as your personal savior. You can only do this. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Just as simple as that. He said, I shall be saved. That's all. That's all you have to do. And if you have did it, you confessed it along with I was saying it, and you believe in your heart, guess what? You're saved. You ain't got to write no letter. You ain't got to ask nobody. You already saved. Find your place. Get in a church that was teaching. We're in a church. Get in up under leadership and that's teaching the word so you can grow. And go. Listen, my time is come and go. But Friday, meet me right back here. Same station, same time. What? It's about time for your miracle. God bless you. God bless you. Listen,
you have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Dental, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.